conclude this whole first section, which is really the introduction to Shacharis of Birkas HaTorah, Birkas HaShachar, the Shema, and the Karbonis, with a heartfelt tefillah. Yiratzam ulfanecha Hashem elakeinu velakeinu v'seinu sheyabonim beisamikdash b'mehera b'yameinu v'sinchalkeinu b'seir asecha v'sham na'avod chabirak mi'aylam achshanim kadmainyais. May it be our well, Hashem, God of our fathers, that the temple should be rebuilt soon in our days. You should give us a portion in your teaching, in your Torah, so we can serve you there with awe, as in the days of the past and as in former years. We actually add on another line at the end of Shemona Esrei. But the point is that both at this section, the end of this section of davening, and at the end of the Amida, we're essentially saying the same tefillah. What is this? This is a wish, a prayer to Hashem, because we realize that our present avoda, our tefillah, is only a faint echo of that which Hashem originally asked us to do in the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. And therefore we express our fervent hope that we may live to see the time where that same service will be restored in Hashem's city. For now, what do? We ask Hashem to help us, that now and at all times, we should be able to attain an understanding and fulfillment of the Torah, so that everybody should be able to fulfill their own divinely appointed purpose in life. Every person according to their abilities, their powers, their inclinations. If we can totally internalize that, then actually the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash becomes something very different. And this is where Rav Hirsch explains that. The restoration of the Beis HaMikdash becomes merely a means to a more complete fulfillment of our task of Avodas Hashem, of service of Hashem. And therefore, at the end of the portion which introduces our tefillah, this wish is all the more timely and appropriate. Because after saying our Birkas HaTorah, we've just completed a period of active Talmud Torah. We've actively learned every single morning. We've learned Torah Shebichsav, we've learned the Parashas HaTamid, we might have learned about the Ketores. We've learned a portion of the Mishnah. We've learned about Karbanos. We've learned a Brisa which contains the keys to Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, at this point in our davening, we express our hope that the actual avodah of the Beis HaMikdash should soon be restored. Therefore, we'll be able to fulfill the Torah in its fulfillment, in its fullest possible way. This is meant to be a point of focus and inflection as we embark on the rest of Tefillah. Because with this, we essentially conclude the whole first section, the parasha of Karbanos, the period of Karbanos, and we move into a different zone, the zone of Psukei Zimra, of songs of praise. The bridge between the two will be Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. Because on the one hand, once we've done for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt, we can now start talking about the Chanukah Sabayis. On the other hand, it's this song of Mizmor Shir, which will lead us into the these amazing, amazing journey of Psukei Zimra. And Psukei Zimra is something which we'll explore together, please God. Try and make it come alive. Allow ourselves to sing to Hashem every single morning. It's a challenge. Often we're rushed. But if we can take the time to learn what the words mean, we'll be able to daven a whole lot quicker and it'll be even more meaningful. So this journey of Karbanos has now come to a close. We're now able to step up into this phenomenal world of song.